Welcome to Confessions of a Talkaholic, where we discuss anything and everything. Tune into your virtual friend group. Check us out on Instagram at Coat Podcast. That is C.O.A.T_podcast. Hello everyone. So I am really proud of myself. So I was going to record last week, but I got like really busy with like school and work, and I was like, you know what? I know I'll have time this weekend to like, you know, sit down, record, and not feel like stressed, pressured, whatever, however you want to describe that. But anyways, so I'm proud of myself because instead of like 3 months since the last episode, it's only been like 2 weeks. So I'm really proud of that. So today's topic, and I've actually chosen a topic. Guys, I'm getting better. I'm being more consistent. And I'm really proud of myself. All right, cool. So today's topic, and I asked this question on my Instagram, is focused on like non-negotiables in like any type of like relationship, like friendship, work, romantic, whatever the case may be. So basically, like, what are your standards? What are things like you prioritize? And also like in a, if they wanted to, they could, type of thing. So I had asked some people, and I'm going to be reading these out, as well as what's it called? I'm sorry, my mind's blanking. Giving my own and my own thoughts and opinions. So first, our first person says their actions when they're mad at you. And then this person's my sister, so she's talking about her boyfriend. He still makes me a priority even when he's upset. So this is like something big to me because I can't even fathom the thought of someone raising, or a man raising their voice at me. That to me seems a little bit bizarre. Like, why are you going to raise your tone with me? Why are you going to scream at me? Why are you going to yell at me? And if that's what they resort to when they're upset, I don't want it. So that's my comment on that. Like, how they act when they're mad at you, I think that's really important. Like, are they like violent towards you? Do they yell at you? Like, what the heck do they do? Because that could be like a scary situation of someone being mad at you, or when like they're just angry in general. I guess like controlling anger and managing it, I think, is really important. But yeah, that's something that's like, let me see you get angry and let me see how you treat me, because that says, I guess, a lot about you. And then she says, he still makes me a priority even when he's upset. So that's important, because like imagine you're with someone and they're mad at you and they get home with you and they're just like, oh, just get out of my car, I'm gonna leave you on the side of the street. Like, what? Like, you really don't care about me if you're doing that. So that's a good one. That's important. My friend said words of affirmation. I wouldn't say, this is a valid one. This is valid because I know a lot of people, their love language is words of affirmation. However, it's not mine. It's not my love language. Like, I think words of affirmation are good, but I think personally, I'm more of like an actions person. Like, so yeah, I think I'm like an acts of service and quality time. But words of affirmation is important too, because like, if you can't, I guess, like, verbally express yourself, especially to someone that, like, you're in a relationship with or a friendship with, I think that would be hard for anyone. When I say I'm not a words of affirmation person, it doesn't mean that I don't like hearing, like, oh, like, you know, you did a good job, or you're working really hard, or you look nice today, or whatever. Like, it's not necessarily that I don't say those things and I don't like to hear those things. It's just, to me, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's just not my like main priority, I guess. But I do often tell people like, oh, like, you're doing a good job and this and that and whatever the case may be. I'm not like heartless and never say anything. But yeah, words of affirmation is important because you might show someone that you love them or have respect for them, but it's also important to tell them verbally, like, things like that. So yeah, this one is super, super important to me, and it's also like not a pet peeve, but I do get a little pet peevish over this. So my friend said, hang out no matter how busy they are. And this to me is like so important. Because like I said, I like quality time. But this to me, like, I feel like, I don't want to say it ruins friendships for me. Well, I've never been in a romantic relationship, so I can't, I don't know if this would apply to me in a romantic relationship, but for a friendship, this, like, sometimes it makes me pull away from being someone's friend and makes me feel, like, insecure sometimes in a friendship. But it's hang out no matter how busy they are. So I'm a very busy person, as we've always, as I've always, always, always said in this podcast, and I don't know when I'll stop being a busy person. But until then, I am a busy person. And even though I'm busy, I do make really, I make a lot of effort to see people and hang out with them. And like a lot of my friends, we don't really necessarily have to like see each other every day or hang out every weekend to still be friends. But I like to make the effort of like texting them, like, you know, hey, how's it going? Like, I saw like on your Instagram that you're doing this or whatever. Like, how's that going? Like, at least just check in. So it doesn't seem like, oh, I'm not texting you, so I'm not thinking about you kind of thing. And even if it's just a, oh, I heard the song and thought of you thing, like that, I feel like is just, that's good. But like making time to at least like out of your day, just be like, hey, I know we haven't, you know, caught up in a while. I'm busy, you're busy, but next, let me know when you're free next month and let's plan a hangout. Something like that, I feel like is important. And I feel like I make a lot of time for people. Like, I feel like I'm the type of person where if I really care about you and, like, our friendship, like, I will bend over backwards to make it possible to see you and to hang out with you. Like, I will do what I can because, like, I would appreciate if someone did that for me. But sadly, I feel like, and this isn't necessarily, like, calling anyone out per se, but I feel like I make a lot of time and effort to stay friends with someone, but I feel like some people that I was friends with or even like am friends with wouldn't do that for me. And it makes me feel like really insecure of like, okay, am I just not worth your time? Like, it's kind of like that to me, especially because like, I don't know, this is kind of very like personal and maybe me showing my weakness and insecurities. But for me, it's more so like, so say, for example, I invite you like 2-3 weeks in advance to hang out. I'm like, hey, can we hang out this day? Even if it's just getting ice cream or boba or going to get dinner or whatever the case may be. And, you know, they say like, oh, no, sorry, like I'm busy. And then you ask them again, busy, busy, busy. Like that's fine. But then like, and, you know, you understand like people work and have school and whatnot. But then like, you see them on like Instagram and they're with everyone else but you. And it's like, okay, did these people like plan to hang out with you months in advance or weeks in advance? And it just makes me feel like, do you just not want to hang out with me? Like, am I just not worth your time? And it just gets to a point of like, am I being sensitive or insecure or like, should I just drop the friendship? So I feel like that happens to me a lot where it's like, I'm really, really close to someone and we hang out a lot, and then I feel like one day that just, like, changes, and I feel like it's hard to see someone, and then I just, I don't know, I get sad over that, because I'm like, I know I'm busy, but I will make it work. I know, like, you're busy, sometimes even less busy than me, but, like, you can't make it work, like, and I don't know if it's just me putting too much pressure on someone, but, like, if it worked before, why isn't it working now? That's kind of what it feels like. And like I said, I don't know if this sounds super insecure of me, but I don't know if other people relate to this in the sense of like, I make time for you, but you don't make time for me. But then I always see you with so many other people. So it's like, am I just not someone you want to hang out with? And if so, just tell me like, hey, I really don't want to continue hanging out or, you know, XYZ. Just tell me. So that one I relate to like heavy. Yeah, that one. Sound really too heavy. This one's from my other friend. I think this one's a personal standard, but I thought this was so silly. This was maybe like a day or two after Valentine's Day that I asked this, by the way. It's now March 10th, so it's been about a month since then. Telling you happy Valentine's is the bare minimum when you've made out with them twice. Honestly, what do, like, people do? This is just a genuine question. If you have an answer, please let me know. People that, like, have situationships or, like, you know, a fling going on or just someone you're going out on dates with, but it's not, like, anything set in stone yet. On Valentine's Day, like, are you obligated to say happy Valentine's Day? Like, I mean, I say happy Valentine's Day to my friends, and we're not in any type of romantic relationship, but it's just like a, oh, you know, happy Valentine's Day, because it's known for being, like, a day of love, I guess. So you're just sharing that love with other people. So, like, if you're in a situationship, I'm going to say not a defined relationship, because this doesn't have to be situationship, because those can be toxic, but, like, you know, just going out on dates with someone or hanging out with someone or whatever is in between acquaintances and being in a relationship, like, officially. Like, if you say happy Valentine's Day, does that change anything? Or could it just be, like, a cute, like, oh, happy Valentine's Day? You know, I had to crack my back. I don't know. I guess my personal opinion on that, if I were to be, like, seeing someone and they were to tell me, like, you know, nothing's official, but it's been, like, you know, seeing them not super consistently, but, you know, we hang out, it's nothing, like, yeah, anyways, besides the point. And if it were Valentine's Day, I think I would just say, like, oh, happy Valentine's Day, I hope you have a good day. And if we had plans on Valentine's Day, I think that means a little bit more. But if not, I don't know how you're supposed to take that. But yeah, I do think that telling you happy Valentine's Day is the bare minimum when you've made out with them twice. Because I don't know, but this is in the movies, they don't really kiss on the first date. So I'm assuming you'd have gone out with this person enough to have made out with them twice. I don't remember how many times you told me you guys have been out, but from what I remember, it's somewhere between, I would guess around 5 times you've probably hung out with them at this point. So I think by this point, for them to tell you happy Valentine's Day is the bare minimum, because you've gotten close and personal, I guess. Yeah, I think that's where I'll leave that one off. But I don't have any relationship experience, so I'm not one to, I guess, be a credible source for this, but yeah, no, that is the bare minimum though. Okay, one of my friends sent 7 of them, but I'm gonna read her first one because then she took a break. So she said, no, because I will rant about this. She said, people thinking of you. That is true. I like someone thoughtful, like friends, or, you know, I, like I said, no romantic relationship, but if I did have a romantic relationship, yeah, like, I would want someone to think of me in a sense that, like I said, texting your friend, like, oh, I heard this song and I just thought of you. Or, like, if you're listening to a song that, like, your friend likes, just being like, oh my gosh, yeah, like, this song is totally you. Or just, like, if you see someone, or if you see something that, like, a friend or someone would like, just, like, buying it for them, if it's, like, you know, like, a cheap little thing, like, you know, something that you could just get easily. Like, for example, when our quarter first started, or the school year first started, one of my housemates, she, like, got all of us flowers. And it's just, like, a small, like, thinking of you, like, you know, here's flowers to start off your quarter. Or one of my housemates was supposed to go on a trip, and then her trip got canceled, and we were gonna go get something to eat. And while I was, like, waiting for her, I just bought her, like, flowers. Because I'm like, oh, you know, her trip got canceled, I feel bad. You know, maybe some flowers will cheer her up. Just, like, thinking small things like that. Or, like, for instance, that same housemate. So I really like bears. Like, I love bears, we know that. I guess she was shopping and there was, like, these socks with the bear on them. And she got me the socks. And it's just, like, a small thing. Like, obviously nothing, like, super extravagant and expensive. But it's, like, a thinking of you kind of thing. So I do think thinking, like, people thinking of you is very important. Like, because if you, say, for example, like, you know me, you know I love bears. If you see, like, a little bear pin for $1 and, I mean, you have the means to buy it, like, a thoughtful person be like, oh, this is so cute. Like, I should buy this for Dana. And you don't even have to, like, actually buy it, but you can send me a picture and be like, oh my gosh, this made me think of you. Like, my friend saw this, like, face wash thing brand that's, like, bear themed. I can't describe it. But she just sent me it, and she was like, oh my gosh, this is so you. So you don't necessarily have to, like, buy it for someone, but just, like, sending them a picture of, like, oh my gosh, this just made me think of you. Like, that is very important. So I definitely agree with that one. And the next one, this is another friend. She said, not letting them hold me back from also loving my husband's in Korea, LOL. Okay, this is so true. Because if I ever get with someone, they, like, have to be okay that I love my little K-pop boys. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I love ATEEZ too much. Like, I'm just too invested in this to, like, I don't know. Like, this is my hobby. And I guess, like, I don't know. People that I know that did really like K-pop, once they got in a relationship, a romantic relationship, that interest kind of fizzled out. And, I mean, understandable, because I guess, like, you have a real relationship that you can, like, you know, pay attention to and whatnot. While someone who is in a relationship doesn't. So I guess there is that understanding. So I don't know what will happen to me if and when I ever get in a relationship. But I mean, I really, really love ATEEZ and going to concerts and, like, collecting and just, like, doing things with my friends and just, I don't know. I like the whole hobby of it. So I don't know if I would ever give it up just because someone didn't like it or whoever I'm dating didn't like it. Cause I feel like, not that it's like it's who I am. It's just like, it's a part of me. It's what I like to do. You know, like, go to events and listen to the music, like, watch their shows. Like, it's a hobby thing. Like, you know, I would say it's, like, a big part of things I enjoy, for example. So I feel like for someone to hold you back from that, like, I don't know. I think that's kind of messed up, because, like, you should support what I like. It doesn't mean you have to be into it too, but at least be like, okay, well, that's your thing, you know, you do you. Yeah. And then cool, she sent a few. My other friend sent a few, so I'm gonna go ahead and do these. She said, forgot to continue, but people who remember your likes, like artists, etc., if they, like, go out, then they get you something. Oh, yeah. But that goes back to, like, the maybe buying something that reminds you of them. They said, example, my friends went to San Diego for a concert, and they texted me and called me asking me if I wanted a signed album because they remembered I liked the opener for the concert, and they also got me a shirt. I thought it was very cute. And another time, a friend texted me being like, you like Woods, right? Woods is a singer, by the way. And they gave me an album the next day. Things like that where they remember. Okay. Oh, so I thought she sent like 7 different ones, but it's just one story continued. Cool. That is, see, it's just things like that. Like, you don't necessarily have to, like, I don't know. It's just small things of like, oh, you like this person, right? And then just get you a t-shirt or... like, just get you a t-shirt or, I don't know, something. I think, like, a CD. Like, it doesn't have to be much, but it's the thought that counts. It really is the thought that counts. So that's sweet. That's sweet. Okay, and I remember my friend texted me a few. Okay, here we go. She said, timing and being punctual is something that I've realized is very important to me. Okay, and then she sends a story, but I will comment on this first. I'm a very punctual person. I'm usually either early or on time. It is rare for me to be late to anything, and that's just how I am. Like, I don't like being late. I like being on time. So I feel like, for me, if I were to schedule something with someone, like, oh, hey, let's meet up for lunch at 12, and then come 11:30, or, you know, 12, let's meet up for lunch 12 next Wednesday, right? you don't text for that week, right? But the week that it's that Wednesday, maybe on like Monday, you say, hey, like, we're so good for lunch on Wednesday at 12 p.m. And the person responds, yeah, all good, cool. Come the day, maybe around 11:30, I'm like, all right, on my way, see you there. And like, no response, that would make me nervous. And then say I show up to the place or whatever, and I'm waiting there for like 15 minutes. Okay, 15 minutes, cool. Maybe they're running late. Half an hour, I text them, hey, are you on your way? No response. An hour, no response. 2 hours, no response. And then maybe by 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 2 hours, whatever the case may be, they're like, oh, sorry, like, just leaving now. That would make me really upset. Because it's like, you don't value my time, you don't respect my time, and you couldn't even give me the decency to say, you don't even have to tell me why you're running late. You could just let me know you're running late, so I know not to leave at that time, or to reschedule if I already have something planned. So for instance, like, I don't know, even just saying, like, if I'm telling you I'm on my way, but you're not, you could say, hey, before you leave, I don't think I'll be there until 2 hours. Can we reschedule to that 2 hours from now, or do you want to do another day? Like, simple as that. Anyways, so they say, this kind of, my example kind of relates, but I should explain that. She said, I know someone that waited 2 hours, two, for their first date, in parentheses. Keep in mind that he asked her out. Okay, that's really rude. If you're going to ask me for my time, don't waste my time, pretty much. Don't settle for a person that makes you wait. Yeah. See, I hate waiting. And you guys know this. I've said this like a million and one times. I hate waiting. Like, waiting is like my least favorite thing to do. That's why I just get up and do things my own, because I hate waiting on other people most of the time. But yeah, she said, don't settle for a person that makes you wait. So true. She said, they're still dating, but he's always late and he cancels on her last minute with no good excuse. Oh, I feel like you have to break up for that. You, like, really, really have to break up for that reason. Because that would make me so mad. Like, how are you always going to be late? Like, what's keeping you back? And canceling last minute has to be, like, one of the things that I hate the most. Like, if I have to cancel on someone, I will do it, like, the day before or that morning or, like, within advance. And it's always for an actual good, valid reason. But to cancel last minute, like, makes me so mad. Unless it's, like, you know, a valid excuse or it, I don't know. Maybe my toxic trait is that, like, maybe my toxic trait is that I hate, like, people that cancel last minute and I can just tell you're lying. Like, maybe you're telling the truth, but I, like, still get a little upset. But if it's, like, a valid reason, like, I'm not going to be upset. But if it's, I don't know, because I'm a planner. If you don't plan accordingly and you cancel for XYZ reason, like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. She said, to me, it's very frustrating because she's my best friend and I can't stand a man playing in her face. Yeah. Yeah, I would be upset too. But I also love her, and if she's happy for settling for him, there's only so much I can do. I have personal beef with that man. LOL. No, for real. Because, like, yeah. Like, playing her in her face, playing her for a fool, messing with her time, and for what? And for what? I think that's super upsetting. No, I would be upset too. That's a valid reason to be upset. Because it's your friend, you know? But some people really are just happy settling for that. And that is not me personally. But, yeah, some people can settle. I won't. But, yeah. I have personal beef with that man. I have personal beef with every man. Like, I don't know. Men just... Maybe it's my other toxic trait. Men just bother me sometimes. Like, and y'all know the type of men. Like, I don't know. Men just are different sometimes. But you know you're not weird. Men, don't be like, oh, not all men. If you know you're not one of the bad ones, you know. Don't worry. You're good. All right. That is the end of suggestions that I got or things that people have told me. So that leaves me at 25 minutes right now. I mean, this could just be a short episode, but I usually go about to an hour. I don't know. I feel like I also said my standards in this too. But I guess for me personally, my personal standards are, yes, someone who respects my time, someone who's just respectful overall. Like, I can't stand someone that's rude, even in, like, the slightest. Like, this is something that actually bothers me. So at my work, we have, like, custodial staff, and, like, they have a whole building to look over. If they, like, it's a huge building, and there's only, like, two of them. So I understand if, like, you know, things get behind. Most of the time, it's only ever just one person. On busy days, we have two custodial staff. And, like, you know, our custodial staff is, like, older. They're a little bit older. So, like, you know, they don't move as fast. But, you know, they're really good at their job. And they have a hard job, like, keeping the whole building clean with all those people, like, coming in and out. So, it really bothers me when people are, like, rude to, I guess, custodial staff. And it could be either to their face or, like, say, for example, one of the trash cans, like, doesn't have a bag, right? But another trash can does, so we're using the one. And then, like, this is actually something that happened. And then, like, someone was like, oh, well, it's their job. They should be doing that. Like, okay, yes, it is their job. Yes, they should be putting the bags in there. But, like, be respectful. You don't have to say it like, well, that's their job. Like, yes, it is, but you don't have to say it like that. You could just be like, oh, no, they didn't put the bag. Hopefully they'll get around to it. Just be respectful about it. Like, why do you have to say it so rudely? I don't know. Maybe that's a little far-fetched to me, but things like that. Or, like, saying, like, when someone takes your order, like, saying thank you. Or, like, when they hand you your order, saying thank you. Like, not just, like, not saying anything, you know? Or just, like, things like that, I feel like, just matter to me. So, yeah, definitely, like, being respectful. And even, like, respectful to, like, your family, your parents. So, yeah, definitely that. You know, I think I will probably end this episode a little bit early, because sometimes the talkaholic just doesn't have much to say. So, definitely that. What else? I said respectful of my time, of others. I like a thoughtful person. I do. Someone that's thoughtful, that thinks things through. And yeah, I don't want to be like taken for granted, because I feel this is also in friendships too. I feel like in friendships, sometimes I'm taken advantage of and taken for granted. Like, I'm not, I don't want to say, like, I'm not appreciated in, like, a complaining way. But like I said, I do a lot, and I feel like sometimes other people don't. And not to say, like, oh, to be my friend, you have to give as much as I give. Like, it's not even that. It's just, like, sometimes I feel like I'm in a friendship alone. But I don't think I should have to feel like that. Like, why do I have to feel like I'm chasing after you and yearning for you? Like, we're supposed to be friends. Like, it's not supposed to be, like, a one-sided friendship. Yeah. Sometimes that just happens. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's, for friends' standards, just be a good friend. Don't be weird. You know? Like, support me, I'll support you. You know? We don't necessarily have to, like, always talk and always hang out. But, like, just to know, like, hey, hope things are doing well. Just wanted to say hi. Or just, like, can we just meet up and get a coffee or something? Even if it's just for, like, 15 minutes. Like, little things like that, I feel like, just matter. You know what? That's my standard. The little things. Just, yeah. I feel like sometimes with friendships, like, I'm very much like, I'll listen to you, but then, like, when I want to tell you something, you don't want to listen, and then it's like, oh, Like, okay, like I hear you out on all your problems, on everything you want to say. And I listen, and I'm not over here like trying to butt in and be like, well, here's the answer to your problem. Like, no, like I genuinely listen. If you want my opinion, I'll give you my opinion. Like I'm there, you know? But then I feel like when I need someone just to talk to, even it's not even like some big long rant or big story, it's just like, oh my gosh, can I tell you something silly that happened? And if they just like don't respond, or just like, no, not really, like, wow, that's, to me, it's kind of hurtful, because like, you know what, like I'm there for you, and anything you want to talk about, I'll listen. But when I just want to say like, oh my gosh, do you want to hear a funny story, and you're like, no, that's hurtful. Like, you know what? I don't want to hear about your situationship then. Like, yeah, that bothers me. And then what else? Someone that's like okay that I like things the way that I like them. Like someone that doesn't try to change you necessarily. Okay, this can go two ways, because there are people that will try to change you for the better. Like, for example, if there's someone toxic in your life and, you know, someone's really trying to help you see that, or if you have, like, a nasty habit that you want to break and someone helps you try to break that habit, like, changing you in a good way. I don't mean that. I mean, like, changing in a way of, like, for instance, I get into certain stages in my life and just moments where I feel down and things like that. And I feel like I handle it and process it a certain way. And remember how I had said, like, I just end up pushing myself even harder and working even harder and just pushing through whatever I'm going through at that moment. And that's just the way that I am. And I don't see myself changing because I just don't have the time to. And I mean, I explain to people that, like, you know, you can't fix that about me. That's just how I am. You could just let me be and I'm good. But when someone like tries to change you when you don't necessarily like want it, and like they're like, oh, you're like this way because of this, you're like this way because of that, like what you need to do is blah blah blah, like I don't want you to change me, like I really don't, like I recognize this issue and please just let me work through it on my own. Like, and if I'm telling you like, hey, I appreciate that you feel this way and that you want to help, but like, don't try changing me, just let me be. I would just wish that someone would respect that. Yeah. Like, there's some things where it's like, okay, you wouldn't want to change someone for the better. Like, say, for example, you know, things like that. You don't change someone for the better. Like, they just, and you know that they want to change. But if you want to change a person that doesn't want to be changed or doesn't, like, yeah, like, or they're just telling you, like, hey, thank you for trying, but just please don't butt in. Like, respect that, if that makes sense. That might be contradictory. I hope it isn't, but I really hope it makes sense. But yeah, that's something. Maybe that's respect boundaries. Wow, a lot of these have to do with respect. I would just think respect. Yeah, like, respect for me, yourself, time, others, boundaries. That's my standard. And I do think I have high standards, but I don't think it's asking for much. Because, like, if I'm bringing this to a friendship or a relationship or whatever the case may be, like, I'm, you know, giving you respect and space and respecting your time and, you know, I would expect that back. And I feel like if I'm not getting that back, why would I bother? So, yeah. That's my, like, I guess, yeah, as a whole, my non-negotiable is respect. Yeah. Okay, well, that is all I had. But, and I can't really think of much else to say, but I think that pretty much sums it up. But, yeah, important life updates, let me think. I'm going to graduate next spring, so in June I will have my bachelor's of science in environmental policy analysis and planning with an emphasis in energy and transportation and a minor in Native American studies. So exciting. So that'll be my next big, I guess, accomplishment, date, whatever you call it. Yeah, and I'm very excited. I'm working towards that. And I'm excited to finally have the hard work that I do pay off and to just feel stable. I think I'm excited to move out and go back home. Yeah, life is really hard and life has really knocked me down over the past 3 years. I grew a lot, I learned a lot, and I feel like I wish I didn't have to go through some of the things that I went through, but I mean, it did build character, but it just makes you think, like, why me? You know, why did I have to go through that, or why do I have to experience this? But yeah. Okay, I will end it here. I think this is a good ending place, but all right. Bye, baddies. I hope you have a good day, week, month, season, whatever, morning, afternoon, night, whenever you're listening to this. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.